Good morning, coming up on 740 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday morning edition of the show. Happy to have you along here. And we have a couple of guests in studio. We're joined by Lisa Keene and Amy Taylor from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're great.
Hey, good to have you on here. So, you know, it's like a taste of summer here. As, right. As we're getting into some 80s again, you know, who would have thought?
We'll take it.
I know.
We'll take it.
That's great. So, you know, a lot of things I know going on over at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. You had the mum sale here a little while ago, so I know everyone looks forward to that. So we're getting here into to winter and November, and we're going to be talking a few of the kind of events surrounding match day. That have a little relation there, because we know we have match day coming up and not too long. So it's a very exciting stuff here.
For sure. For sure. Well, I want to really introduce Amy. I'm sure a lot of people know who Amy is, but we're super excited to have her at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. She is taking on the foundation role and is really helping us drive forward. As you may remember, a few months back, I think maybe April, there was a press release that came out letting the public know that we got a congressionally directed spend to work on constructing a primary care clinic for the hospital. And so super excited about that. We were blessed in that we were gifted the building at 1411 West 4th Street. And so we are moving forward with construction of a primary care clinic there. As part of that, we still have some funds to raise for that project, and really looking forward to kicking that off with Match Day coming up. You will have the opportunity to not only be matched by the Community Foundation when you give to CRMC Foundation there, but you will also have the opportunity for a match by our Build with the Brothers Challenge. So most of you might remember Dr. Hahn, our beloved pediatrician that practiced for so many years in Coffeyville. He has three sons that live throughout the country, and they are very committed to their hometown, very committed to Coffeyville and to CRMC. They have pledged to give $1 for every $2 that we raise. So really interesting and exciting opportunity for our donors to be able to see their dollar go even further. And we're just excited to announce that.
Oh, that is fantastic. So very exciting. So you want to tell us just a little bit about, you know, what is this project and, you know, how is it going to benefit the folks here in the area?
So the primary care clinic will be a 12,000 square foot clinic that houses our pediatric, our primary care, and our women's health clinic. So if you think about the doctors that are located currently on the first floor of the older side of our building, those will all be moving across the street, really focusing on patient access. If you've ever tried to help someone with mobility issues get into our clinic, you know that patient access is definitely a challenge. We definitely have patients traveling further than what we would like them to get to their doctor. And so really focusing on making sure that the clinic is laid out well, it has easy access from the curb, and that we are able to get patients in to be seen quickly and efficiently.
And so this would be like a new construction project, right? It would be just from
all
the ground
brand new
up.
Construction, that is correct. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. With a lot of extra parking. That's one big issue that we have at the hospital where the patients currently have to park and they have to walk so far. There'll be 85 parking spaces in this parking lot where the patients can park and have easy one-level access. There will be no stairs. They'll be able to walk right in and get to their doctors.
Hey, that's definitely going to be a plus right there, too. So, you know, as far as, you know, what would be the ideal time frame, you know, for this? You know, if, you know, the donations come in and the funding comes through, you know, any thoughts on that right now?
Yes, we're expecting demolition to start after the first of the year, and then we'll progress with construction, looking to hopefully have a clinic open in 2025.
Okay, so that's really not that far away.
Yeah, the Build with the Brothers Challenge campaign is good through March of 2024, the last day of March. So we're really hoping that we can meet our goal prior to that and that we can get all of those dollars secured so that we can move forward with other funding opportunities.
Okay, well, that's good to know that does kind of continue past Match Day. And, of course, speaking of Match Day, you know, that's going to be a great time for people to donate towards this project. And I know we're really looking forward to that, and that's going to be a great opportunity. So this will be one of those things that you can donate
to. And Match Day will be their only opportunity to have their monies matched twice by the Community Foundation and also by the Hahn Brothers. That's going to be on November 16th only, just that one day. And you can donate online. You can go to the Community Foundation office, or you can mail in your donation as well.
No, that is definitely going to be great. And then I assume here, and I'm trying to like picture it in my mind, like if people need to still cross that street, you know, I'm thinking about like maybe people are going to be working at the different locations. I can't remember if there's a crosswalk in that area or what's kind of over there.
Yeah, we will have to work a little bit with the city to establish a traffic path and make sure that we've got good pedestrian crosswalks and things like that marked. I think part of the goal with having 85 parking spaces there is for our clinic staff to have a spot over there so they're not having to cross back and forth. We anticipate that most of our patients, if they need to go over to, say, medical imaging or the lab and get some other things done, that they'll drive around and, you know, come on in. But definitely looking to make it as pedestrian friendly as possible.
Sure. So has this been a project that's kind of been in the works for a while then?
Yes, we have been working on this project for about 2 years. It was one of the first projects that I worked on as the foundation director when I came in, and we did a feasibility assessment with Judy Keller and established that there was some feasibility to raise funds around this and that there were people in the community passionate about us being able to have good patient access and sustainable for our providers. The other thing this does for us is just makes a nice, bright, shiny new office building for us to recruit providers to. As you can imagine, recruiting providers to rural Kansas is not always easy. We have several dedicated providers that love their rural setting, but we definitely have an opportunity to showcase a nice new office for them as well.
No, that's definitely a great reminder on that. So anything else that the listeners should know about this project as we're going forward?
I would say if they have any questions about the project, it's fairly complicated, and there might be more information they'd like to have about the building or how it's being funded. And I would encourage them to stop by my office. I'm on the first floor of the hospital. You come in the west entrance and they can direct you right to my office, or you can give us a call. My number is 620-252-1659.
Well, it's very good to know. And I think, too, you know, it's another good reminder that, you know, having a clinic like this, you know, even the one we have now, is just great to be able to have those extended hours. I mean, I think that's one of those things that is really good, because we always have to remember that stuff doesn't happen on a 9-to-5 basis. So being open in the evenings, like during the weekdays and stuff until 8, I mean, that's just a really great asset to our community, I think.
It is.
Every working mom out there knows that your kid doesn't tell you that they don't feel good until 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
You know, usually on a Friday. So I cannot tell you how many times we have used the extended hours from 5 to 8 and the Saturday morning clinic as well. Mm-hmm. We really do utilize it a lot. I know
those hours are 8 to noon, right? On 8 Saturday.
To noon on Saturday, yes. And it's a great benefit to our community to have that.
Yeah, no, that is wonderful. We have to realize that, yeah, not every place has that. So it is something that folks can really take advantage of and hope they do. So,
yes.
All right, ladies, anything else you'd like to share with us here this morning about Coffeyville Regional Medical Center?
What clinics will be featured over there? It would be pediatrics, women's health, and primary care.
Okay.
So all of those offices will be featured in that building.
Oh, yeah, that is really good. So. And maybe especially for the kids, you don't have to drag them all into the, you know, the one building. It'll be a little closer for them too.
Yeah. So I think while we do encourage you to hit Match Day, because that is a great opportunity to have not just one match, but two, this campaign will continue past Match Day. So if you can't quite get everything pulled together for Match Day, you can still take advantage of the Build with the Brothers match. And that is remembering that the Hahns will give $1 for every $2 that you donate.
And so, if people want to donate through that, you know, even after Match Day, what's the best way to do that?
That is to contact Amy.
Okay.
All right. At the foundation office and give her a call. Foundation at crmcinc.org is also our email address. That goes straight to her email, so you can get to her easily.
We're going to be rolling out some more information on Match Day and the whole campaign in the coming week, and people will be able to go directly to our website and make their donation there as well.
Okay, well, I know you'll keep us updated on that. We'll definitely want to help to get the word out. But yeah, right now, I'd say let's just let's focus on match day, because absolutely, what a great opportunity to get those funds matched. So I know we're gearing up for it. Can't wait for that. That's always an exciting day.
Yes, it is.
So, all righty. Well, ladies, I really appreciate you coming on the program here this morning. And thanks again for letting us know about this big project. I mean, this is really going to be transformative, it really sounds like.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. We've got Amy Taylor and Lisa Keene here on the Mighty 690 from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And we have coming up Open Line on the way here after a little bit of programming from Kansas State Research and Extension.